Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, yeah, we're going to get into the math, and some of you are going, no, not math, I hate math, and I'm here to tell you, it's not that crazy math that we learned in college, you know, it's stuff that rhymes with calculus. Yeah, you know where I'm going. I'm not going there today. We will not talk about how the limit of x as it approaches infinity, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so let's step away from calculus and let's actually get into some math that hopefully won't hurt your brain. Because what I'm going to share with you today is information that can change your life. I'm taking this information right out of the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Playbook. What's that you're saying? Well, it's 138 pages of information that we provide to all of our members that become members of Lifestyles Unlimited. As a matter of fact, the first thing that you need to do as a member is to take the 16-hour course that we offer. And we offer this course primarily on the weekends, but we also understand that not everybody has their full weekends available to them. So we also make the course available midweek in the evenings to help out people that, you know, need some flexibility. But in the courseware, one of the things that we talk about is the concept that a 10% increase in gross income equates to a 100% gain on equity. And you're thinking to yourself, dude, you just told us a few moments ago that you weren't going to make our head hurt. Well, yeah, okay, maybe I'm going to make your head hurt. Now, if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you're going, oh, I know exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about multifamily investment and how if you can make a 10% increase in just the gross income structure of the property while maintaining the expenses or possibly even reducing the expenses, you're going to have a positive effect on the net operating income. And it's that net operating income that is part of the formula for valuating multifamily property. So you take that net operating income, you divide it by the prevailing cap rate associated with that type of asset class. And what it does is it gives you the value of the property. Now, if you haven't had the opportunity to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, what I just said was probably the equivalent of talking about calculus. But I will tell you this, it's not a difficult concept to wrap your head around. And it's an important concept for you to wrap your head around if you're going to make a difference in your life. Yeah, because at the end of the day, what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we educate people. We also provide mentoring services to people that want dedicated mentoring services. And then we provide a lot of support services to all of our members because you need to have the complete package. Because what we're going to do is show you how to change your life. We're going to show you what right looks like when it comes to real estate investing. Now, maybe you've been on the internet. Maybe you've been to, you know, all these different sites. There's one site that a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member named Loriana turned me on to. And I'm not going to tell you what the site is, because every time I go there to look at the information that's there, man, I'll tell you, there's just a lot of opinion. Now, every once in a while, somebody with, you know, a brain writes a comment that makes sense. But if you're not properly educated, you can't separate the good from the bad, let alone the ugly. And that's important. I think education is a huge game changer. It really is. I mean, I went to college specifically because I was taught that by going to college, I could obtain a job that would pay me more money than if I just had a high school degree. And to be honest with you, that was true. That was actually true. That you can look on the internet, and there's all kinds of information out there that talks about the value of a college education. The fact that college graduates tend to make more money out of college than high school graduates make out of high school. And there's a certain break-even point, because if you're earning money out of high school, you're already ahead of the game, because that person going to college, well, they're not earning any money. As a matter of fact, they're spending money to go to college to get that higher paying job. And something that I read the other day said the magic break-even point is around the age of 34. So there is some value to that. But if you think about it, at the age of 18, you make that decision as to whether or not you're going to go to college or you're going to go into the workforce. Let's say you go the college route. You spend 4 years in college. Okay, not very many people actually hit that four-year mark. I didn't. It took me 4.5 years. Other people, maybe it takes them 5 years. Some degree programs are five-year programs. There's actually a degree program that I saw that's a six-year program for a bachelor's degree. Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what you want to study. But if you think about it, when you get out of college, let's say you're 23 years old. At the age of 23, you get into the workforce, you start making money, and then at the age of 34, you hit that magic break-even point. That's an 11-year period of time before you actually get to the point where going to college was more advantageous. Now, what we do is that we teach you how to successfully and correctly invest in real estate. And by doing so, we get you on a glide path to retirement in 5 years or less. As a matter of fact, Del Walmsley, the founder and CEO of our company, when he originally set up the educational program, it was based on a seven-year model. And what we found over time was that people were crushing it, that 5 years was actually a better number. And to be honest with you, there are people that do even better than that. We come back from the break. We're going to hit the books. Stick around.
Del Walmsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So at the beginning of the show, I hit you with a statement, and I said a 10% increase in gross income equates to a 100% gain on equity. See, that is a concept that we teach in our financial freedom program. Every one of our members gets this education. And what it's talking about the fact that in multifamily properties, you have the ability to do something called forced appreciation. Now, what forced appreciation is essentially, is your ability to adjust the financials of a property to increase value. And I'm not talking about the mob way of doing it where you've got two sets of books. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the concept that multifamily properties are valued differently than single family properties. And by the way, duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, for whatever reason under the sun, are lumped in with single family properties. Now, it's kind of interesting because with duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, you can actually acquire those properties putting as little money as possible down. Depending on what the pricing structure is and where you live, if you have access to a VA loan, in other words, if you qualified for a VA loan entitlement, you could put as little as $0 down. As a matter of fact, you could actually ask the seller to pay some of, or maybe all of your closing costs. It's all permissible. There's also another loan program out there called the FHA loan program, which allows you to put 3.5% down as a minimum, and you can ask the seller to pay some of your closing costs. It's a technique. But what you have to understand is when you're into the plexes, duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes, also known as quadplexes, valuation on those properties is determined by an appraisal, which is based on a comparative market analysis. In other words, what the appraiser does is they go out and they look at what properties similar to your property has sold for. And once they do that analysis, they either support your price or they don't. And if they don't, then there's, you know, things you need to do. But with pure multifamily, which is 5 units or more, those properties are evaluated like businesses because they're evaluated based on income streams. Yeah, they're two different animals. They really are. So in the multifamily space, when we teach the concept that by increasing your gross income by 10%, that effectively equates to a 100% increase in equity, it's true. So what I'm going to do for you now is I'm going to give you some feedback on what I found on the internet. And the reason I'm doing this is not to confuse you. I'm doing this because the internet doesn't necessarily understand this concept. Here, I typed that particular statement into three different web browsers because I wanted to see the results I would get. So DuckDuckGo, which is my, to be honest with you, is my go-to web browser because I really don't like people spying on me. I mean, I just don't. I spent 27 years in the Army. I don't like spies. Yeah, it's just the way it is. But here's the results I got just by typing that in. So Yahoo Finance directs me to some company called Artifact Group, and it talks about a 17% growth in gross margin for quarter four of 2020. Well, that's got nothing to do with the concept that I'm sharing with you. The next result was Quiz 4, chapters 5 and 6 flashcards, and this came from something called Quizlet, and it's talking about ending inventory gross profits, increasing the non-controlling interest share of consolidated net income. Yeah, I didn't even understand that. Here's another one. Percentage increase calculator. This is from Omni Calculator. Basically, it's talking about a 10% increase. Yeah, it's just math. It's just basically saying 10% of 100 is 10. Yeah. And here's one that I thought was pretty interesting. It's from Investopedia. It says, why saving 10% won't get you through retirement, which has nothing to do with the concept that I'm sharing with you, but it actually makes a very good point because I'll just tell you what it says in the caption. It says, mathematically, 10% just isn't enough. Basic high school math tells us that saving only 10% of your income isn't enough to retire. You know what? They're right. Yeah, because what you're doing for retirement, it may not be working. So then I said, okay, well, let me jump onto the big power users, you know, the people that like to gather my intel on me. So I went to Google, typed the same thing in, and I got something from bankrate.com talking about gross profit margin calculators. Yeah. And so what this thing is talking about is because costs for raw materials, labor, and manufacturing expenses all play into your profit margin ratio, a change in this ratio over time could mean it's time to look. Yeah. Okay. No, they're not getting it. Corporate Finance Institute says return on investment. Learn how to calculate and compare ROIs. It's a little bit closer, but yeah, we're not still into the secret sauce because they're not talking about multifamily properties. So then I jumped over to Bing. Yeah, certainly Bill Gates could understand what it is that I'm trying to understand. And what Bing came back with was another percentage increase calculator like DuckDuckGo came up with. And then here's one, how to calculate gain or loss on a stock. I'm not interested in stocks. Oh, and Quizlet showed up again, but this time chapter 19, basic real estate investment flashcards. So yeah, in their example, they say $412,000 represents 110% what was originally paid, which is 100% plus 10%. So 412, yeah, okay. It's not getting to the information that is valuable. See, forced appreciation is a very powerful concept. It's the concept that by buying the right multifamily property that's in a distressed state, whether it's distressed physically, operationally, or otherwise, it gives you opportunity to get in to that property and start fixing the things that are problematic with that property. And by doing so, it positions you to where you can rent units for market rates. And in many cases, these properties are not being rented for market rates. Well, actually they are, but the property itself is positioned for lower rates. When we come back from the break, I'll talk more about that.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
A guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Now, hopefully I haven't hurt your head too much, and that's not my intent. I really am not here trying to, you know, make you go to your medicine cabinet and break out the Tylenol or the ibuprofen or whatever you take for your headaches. What I want to share with you, though, is information that you're not going to find on the internet. I mean, you can research forced appreciation. I mean, there are websites out there that actually do kind of a decent job of talking about forced appreciation. But what they don't do a good job of is explaining to you the basic concept that if you can increase your gross income on a multifamily property just by 10%, it has the capability to equate to a 100% gain on your equity. Let me do this for you. Let me kind of run you through what I'm talking about because I think it'll make a little more sense. So let's say you find, and I'm going to use generic numbers because what I'm trying to do is educate you. I'm not going to use an actual deal because if I used an actual deal, the numbers would be very difficult to follow. So I'm going to keep this very, very simplistic, but it's going to be very, very powerful. So let's say you find a property and it doesn't even matter how many units. It really doesn't. If you're concerned, let's say, okay, let's call it, I don't know, 35 units. I'm just picking a number out of the air. because that doesn't matter right now. What matters is that you're able to buy a property for, let's say, $800,000. And because you've been properly trained by Lifestyles Unlimited, you know that there's a lot of functional problems with the property. Yeah. So it's going to take some rehab. In other words, you need to go into these units and you need to modernize them. You need to bring them up to the current standard of the marketplace. Yeah, because that's important. That is what helps you reposition the properties and allows you to charge more for rents than what the previous owner was charging. Because at the end of the day, whatever the rents were, they were market-based, but they were based on the physical condition and the amenities offered by that apartment community. What we know, though, is that you can go into a property that's been neglected, you can modernize it. In other words, you can fix up the kitchen and fix up the bathrooms and maybe change the flooring. Maybe you need new roofs on the property. Maybe the air conditioning systems are ancient and they need to be replaced. Maybe the property could use a place for children to play. Or maybe you're going to take advantage of collecting pet deposits and pet rents as a means to increase that income stream. And you need a place for those residents to take their animals. So you create a nice little dog park. I mean, whatever you do, it's based on your vision for what that property could be. So let's say it's going to take $200,000 to do the things that you want to do to reposition that property in the marketplace. So essentially, so I'm just using example numbers here. Let's say you buy the property, you put 20% down, and maybe you've got about $50,000 in closing costs. So you take $250,000 and you buy this property. And of course, you're going to put debt on the property because one of the things we understand at Lifestyles Unlimited is that you get better returns by using less of your own money. Yeah, you use other people's money in the form of proper loans. So the property, once you kind of get it fixed up, is producing maybe about $300,000 in income streams. And that income can come from a variety of different sources. As a matter of fact, we teach you 28 ways to create other income that has nothing to do with raising rents. And let's say the expenses on this property are $200,000. Now, it's very important for you to understand that your debt service, your principal and interest that you pay on the note, is not calculated in the expenses. It's calculated somewhere else. So the common expenses you're looking at are things like your taxes, salaries and personnel costs, if you have any ongoing repair and maintenance, management fees, contract services, utilities, administrative costs, insurance costs, marketing costs. Maybe you have some other costs that need to be calculated in there. So they all get lumped together. And let's just say your expenses are $200,000 on this property. This leaves you with something called net operating income. And if you take the income of $300,000, you subtract the expenses of $200,000, you have $100,000 of net operating income. Now, this is one of the two things that you need to know in order to value that property. Now, the debt service is applied after the net operating income. And the reason it is because there are people and entities out there that pay all cash for properties. They don't put debt on property. So what they're looking for is a rate of return. And that's called a cap rate, which is short for capitalization rate. In other words, what it indicates to that all cash buyer is the rate of return that property will produce if you pay all cash. And that's one of the reasons the debt service that we put on it is below that number. We go into more detail in our classes. So let's just say your debt service is about $70,000. So your cash flow is roughly $30,000 a year of income for you. Not bad, right? So here's how that 10% increase in gross income actually plays out. Let's say you increase that income just 10% to $330,000. And We're not going to get into the details of how you did it or how long it took you, but you got it done. You controlled your expenses. As a matter of fact, what you should be doing is working on minimizing your expenses, but we're just going to leave the expenses alone and say it's $200,000. So now your net operating income is $130,000. Now let me go back to the original scenario where we had just that baseline of $100,000 of NOI. Let's say the cap rate was 10%, and I'm using 10% because it makes the math really easy for everybody. What you do is take that NOI of $100,000 and you divide it by a cap rate of 10%, meaning that that asset is producing a 10% return on investment for a cash buyer. The value of that property is $1 million. That's what it is worth in the marketplace when it's traded. Now, when you increase that income stream by 10%, you get it to $330,000. You control your expenses and they're still at $200,000. Now you're looking at a net operating income of $130,000. If you apply that same cap rate of 10%, now your new valuation on that property is $1.3 million. In other words, a cash buyer would be willing to pay $1.3 million for the income streams produced by that particular property. Pretty cool stuff, right? Well, it gets even better because what happens after that is kind of magical. It really is. Because what we're going to talk about next is we're going to talk about refinancing that property. Yeah, putting even more debt on that property. And you're going to hear the result of why you need to do that. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So we're getting into the math of multifamily investments, and we're talking about the concept of forced appreciation and the power of forced appreciation, because what forced appreciation does for you is it focuses on equity growth in your property. Now, equity is any portion of the valuation that's not covered by debt. Yeah, you know what equity is. It's no different than the equity that you have sitting in your house, which, by the way, is probably, yeah, well, it's not probably, it's not paying you any money. Yeah, your house might be going up in value, but it's not providing you cash flow. And cash flow is important because one of the things I didn't get to in the last segment was how that increase of income has a dramatic effect on the cash flow. Because in the original deal that I explained to you that was producing $300,000 of income, with $200,000 worth of expenses, having a net operating income of $100,000, which is part of the formula for valuation for determining how much equity you actually command in that property. Once you apply the debt service, you're looking at a $30,000 cash flow. That's income coming to you on an annual basis. Now, when you increase that income stream by just 10%, in other words, and we're talking gross income, we're not talking about anything with the expenses, you're now looking at a $330,000 gross income. Expenses, we're going to leave them alone. We're going to say there's still $200,000. So your net operating income is now $130,000. If you apply a 10% cap rate to that, you now have a valuation of the property of $1.3 million. You have just increased the fiscal equity of that property by $300,000. And we're going to talk about that in a minute, but let me talk about what happens to the cash flow. Because you still have that debt service on the property. That lender is still there. You're still paying $70,000 a year in debt service. But when you subtract that $70,000 in debt service from your new net operating income of $130,000, that property is now producing $60,000 in cash flow for you. Here's the thing. The lender does not participate in the changes regarding valuation of the property. They essentially got into the deal, and they made their money when they got into the deal, and they're making their money through interest. Not a problem. I'm okay with my lenders making money, because as long as they're making money, they've got the ability to fund more of my deals. That's kind of the way it works. And because I'm asking them to put a big chunk of money into my property, I'm okay with it. You make your money. Don't mess with my ability to force appreciation. Yeah, because your number is going to stay exactly where it's at. I'm going to do all the things that I need to do to get that valuation up. Because every dollar that goes up, that benefits me. It actually benefits the lender, because it puts them in a debt-to-debt ratio that's better suited for them. So they actually like it when we do that stuff. It lowers their risk factor, and they're totally cool with that. So let me tell you what you do once you get that new valuation. You went from $1 million in valuation to $1.3 million in valuation. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to a Lifestyles Unlimited vendor, because we have great commercial loan vendors on our program that specialize in residential income producing properties. And you're going to refinance that property, because originally you had put $800,000 of debt on that property. And your original cash out of pocket, remember, was $250,000, which was providing you $30,000 worth of income on an annual basis. So now you go out and you refinance that debt. You put an 80% loan on that property. And some of you are thinking, wait a minute, man, they don't loan 80% on residential multifamily properties. Well, what makes you think that? Maybe you're not talking to the right people, because there are entities out there that will loan you 80% on apartments. You just need to know where to look. And our vendor list is a great place. By the way, the vendor list is a part of your membership in the program. When you put that new loan on of about $1,050,000, I'm rounding the numbers. I'm not perfectly, I mean, if you've got your calculator out, you're going, wait a minute, that's not exactly the number. Okay, I'm rounding the number. $1,050,000 in new loan. So what do you do with that $1,050,000 in new loan? Well, the first thing you do is you pay off the original lender. They're happy, because now they've got, you know, whatever's left on that loan balance that comes back to them, and they can reloan that money to somebody else. You take $250,000 out of that property and you put it back in your pocket. See, that original $250,000 you put into that deal has now just come out of that deal, and it's in your pocket. You still have $250,000 worth of equity in the property. Now, your cash flow is going to go down. It is, because you have a higher debt service on the property. So let's just say it goes from $60,000, now it's down to $40,000. You're thinking, ugh, I just lost $20,000. Why did I do that? Well, here's why you did it. First of all, that $250,000 that you put into the deal that's now back in your pocket essentially means that you have $0 of your own money invested in that asset. Yet you're making $40,000 a year in income on that property. And what are you going to do with that $250,000? Are you going to go out and buy a boat and jet skis and a lake house and stuff like that? No, 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 no. What you're going to do is wash, rinse, and repeat. You're going to take that $250,000. You're going to go find another asset that you can do the exact same thing with. That is the power of multifamily investing. Yeah, that's the way it works. And that's why multifamily investing is actually superior to single family investing, because you're in control of what that asset can do. I mean, you can raise rents in single family properties, but you can't necessarily, okay, you can charge pet fees and things like that, but you can't charge other things in your single family house that you can charge in a multifamily apartment community. Yeah, there's things like laundry rents and dedicated parking or covered parking or valet service. I mean, there's all types of possibilities that can allow you to increase those incomes. Not to mention the fact that you're repurposing units. You're taking them from old, drab, and ugly to new, beautiful, and exciting. And when people come by and see what you've created, they go, wow, I could live here. This feels like home to me. And trust me, when people are looking for places to live, they see everything that's out there. They see our beautiful properties that we put back into service, and then they see the garbage that the slumlords provide and everything in between. See, that's the power. And we teach you how to do this. And that gets back to my original premise that education is absolutely vital. Do not invest in real estate by going to blog sites and typing a question in and getting who knows what for a response. Spend a couple of dollars to get yourself properly educated, because the return on investment on that proper education is phenomenal. You will make that money back in a heartbeat. You really will, because by understanding how to do it right, you're avoiding all the pitfalls that you've heard about with regards to real estate investing. Yeah. Now check this out. You have a number. You have a number you're trying to target to replace your income. Real estate investing can get you there. And maybe you're thinking, dude, I don't have $250,000. Not a problem. Let's start with what you do have, and let's get you invested in assets that are making a difference in your life. Because no matter where you start, we can get you to where you're trying to get to. And we will support you along the way, because that's the culture of Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you want to get started, check out one of our free workshops. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.